Good afternoon, and welcome to the Wednesday afternoon conference call with Trusts Unlimited. This is Jim George speaking. I'm the non-attorney spokesman and facilitator for Trusts Unlimited. I'd like to thank all of you for taking the time to listen to this call, particularly those of you calling in for the first time and those that will be listening to the replay over the next 24 to 48 hours. We like to move quickly through these calls. I'm a little hoarse today. And that's because I've been on calls nonstop for the last 48 hours. This will be a short call today. There's a lot going on. There has been some conflicting information out there. There's a lot to talk about, and there's a lot to unpack. So what I've decided to do, since there's a lot of open-ended issues, is we'll probably have one more call before the end of the year. That'll probably be a full-blown call. I'll have hopefully resolved some of the unresolved issues I have, and I will be on a variety of conference calls all over the place today and probably for the rest of the year. So let's get into what we have to discuss for today. It is December 15th, so as I stated, and by the way, let me go back and for our newer callers, I strongly suggest you go to our call of December 1st because that is a full-blown call. It explains our program, turnkey program, both pre- and post-RV very well. There's a nice Q&A on that call. I'd suggest you go there. Hopefully, YouTube has stopped the nonsense with the censorship. If that's, in fact, not the case, you can go to our website, which is Trusts with an S, UnlimitedLLC.com. You will then click Learn More. You will then click Conference Calls, and then you can select whatever date or dates you'd wish to listen to, and you can get our call of December 1st. But on that call, and also last week, I said that at this point, I don't want to see the reinstitution. Oh, certainly not the revaluation and probably not the reinstitution of the dinar until January. That seems to make a lot more sense. But we're dealing with Iraq, so they have this uncanny ability to get to the point where they're finally going to get something done, and then for some extraneous reason, everything gets postponed. I'll give you an example of that. Last week, we had the finance minister, Alawi, state publicly that the exchange rate change of the dinar would go hand in hand with the passage of the budget. Then this week, we had the former deputy governor of the CBI, and I qualify that the former deputy governor of the CBI, who is also an advisor to the prime minister, stated that there would be no change in the exchange rate in calendar year 2022. So those two statements from individuals who theoretically know what they're talking about are diametrically opposed. This is the stuff that frustrates the hell out of us, and that's why I'm going to have to make a lot of calls and find out who knows what they're talking about and who doesn't. I know it's annoying for you. It's very annoying for me. But I will say this, having been involved in the reinstitution of the Kuwaiti dinar, that up to the moment of the situation with the Kuwaiti dinar, the statements, public statements, were all over the map. We had absolutely no idea what was going to happen. You could have gone either way, said, well, the stuff that I see says it's going to happen at any time. Or you could say the stuff I'm hearing says we don't know when it's going to happen, and then it happens. So hopefully those two things are the same. Now, I'd like to point out some differences between the Kuwaiti situation and the Iraqi situation. Kuwait was a stable, functioning country, had a currency that was recognized globally. They were then invaded by Iraq. An international coalition of forces came into Kuwait, removed Iraq, so the turnaround from Kuwait's currency basically going into a program rate because of the invasion by Iraq and the reinstitution of their currency took 18 months. Iraq, on the other hand, was an unstable nation with arguably a very illegitimate government. After the invasion of Kuwait, that government was removed. And now we've been in this state of limbo for 18 years. Not 18 months, 18 years. So those are the differences. But again, as we get close to what I believe to be the reinstitution and revaluation of the currency, we're seeing disagreements among people in the government, contradictory statements. We don't know whether these people are just throwing us a head fake because for whatever reason they don't want us to know the exact date. We don't know what players that for their own selfish reasons don't want it to happen are still doing everything they can to throw a monkey wrench into all of this. But too much is going on to believe that they're not going to go ahead and reinstate the currency. Another issue happens to be that with the devaluation of the dinar in country, which in my opinion was done to collect the provisional 3-0 currency, as much of it as they could, they ended up gathering a substantial amount of foreign currency, reserve currency. So I guess one could make the argument that the country can function without the reinstitution and reinstatement of their currency because they have a substantial amount of reserve currency. I think they have, $64 billion in reserve currency. They need about $5 billion a year to run their government. So if you do the math on that, that they theoretically could go a year without reinstituting their currency. That just doesn't seem to fly with me because if that's what they wanted to do, they wouldn't be doing all of the other things that they're doing. And again, you know, I don't want to unpack all of that, but every other thing they're doing, whether it's international contracts, whether it's the tariff situation, whether it's working out agreements with satellite banking, whether it's the reinstitution or reintroduction of the lower denoms, all of that points to the reinstitution and revaluation of the currency. So I do think if I had to come down on one side, it would be on the side that we can expect a reinstitution in the near future, although I absolutely do not want to see it for reasons I've stated ad nauseum in the last month of a given quarter and particularly the last quarter of the year. However, there are still very compelling reasons why individuals need to establish the trust package that we've been marketing for over a decade. We've been through the reasons for establishing such a package in order to protect the appreciation of an asset that is severely undervalued, like the currencies. We've talked about protecting your privacy, asset protection, and all of those things. What we have not been talking about is Section 643B of the Internal Revenue Code. That's the section which states the exchange or sale of a capital asset within an irrevocable trust is tax-deferred, meaning the profit from such an exchange would be tax-deferred. The reason we have not gone there is even though the language is pretty clear there, because of the magnitude of this, we've held off on citing Section 643B until the currency reinstitutes, because it's our view that once the currency reinstitutes, the IRS isn't going to be able to stonewall us as they've done in the past on whether the exchange within a trust is going to be tax deferred. I believe that's going to be the case because I can read and that's the way the section of the code reads. But again, we want confirmation in writing, frankly, because we don't trust the kleptocrats running the show right now. But if this is in fact the case, this is going to be very good news for us because it not only means that we will be able to shelter the profit from the exchange so long as that money remains in trust, but there are other things we can do to protect that wealth. Now, we know that what they're trying to do with this Build Back Better is they want to be very intrusive in terms of our banking transactions. Now, as a general rule, the IRS always goes after the low-hanging fruit. So if they get information about someone that has a very sophisticated trust package, they tend to move on and deal with individuals that they can deal with directly rather than having to deal with the legal protections of a trust And the assumption on their part that if you have a very sophisticated trust package, you probably have a very competent attorney, and they don't like to deal with attorneys because they know the attorneys know your rights and they're not going to be able to trample upon them. Then there are issues of your ability to establish charitable trusts, nonprofits, and things of those natures as spinoffs from the assets within the trust, because those are avenues to remove money from the trust without incurring a tax. So there are a lot of reasons why individuals are going to need to set these trusts up even after the revaluation, and certainly if they've got currencies, and certainly if they have a substantial amount of wealth and know that the IRS is doing everything they can to shake everyone down. So Section 643B is going to be working in the favor of those who have established the proper form types of trusts. So moving forward, all we can do today is prepare for the reinstitution and revaluation. This is why we've established the program that we have. Again, I strongly suggest individuals that are calling in for the first time or that listen to our replay will contact us. We'll be happy to send you our initial no-obligation package. It explains a lot about us, about the trust, about revaluation of these currencies. And if you read that stuff over, you'll understand what I'm talking about, although we do not, again, discuss Section 643B only because we want written confirmation from what is clearly written in that section so that we don't have any issues with the IRS. But at this point, it would be remiss of us not to discuss Section 643B. I keep repeating it because I want you to go to the code and look that up, 643B, because that might be a key to protecting our wealth, whether you have currencies or not, if this Build Back Better and some of the other kleptocratic scams that they've got going on. If you are like me sometimes and you can't sleep at night, I find myself reading some of this stuff over, but I want to tell you something. That Build Back Better stuff, it reads like a horror movie. The stuff that they are intending to do, hopefully the thing won't pass, but even if it doesn't, it's clear that the new approach of the IRS and what they want to do in the banking industry is going to be very intrusive, and one of the ways to stop all of that is to protect your privacy through the establishment of a trust like ours. So I don't want to belabor the issue any further. Like I said, I've got a lot of calls I want to get to. I want to figure out what's going on. Our plan going forward is it is our plan today to have a full-blown call next week, which will be, I think that's the 22nd of December. That will be certainly our last call for the year unless something of a dramatic nature happens, i.e. the reinstatement and or revaluation of the dinar. Certainly whenever that happens, we drop everything, get right to the phones, get our emails out, and get all the information that we have to all of you as quickly as we possibly can. I do want to give you our contact information again. You can go to our website, which is trusts with an S, unlimitedllc.com. Our email address is trusts with an S, unlimitedllc@gmail.com. Our phone service is 307-274-4122. If you'd like to listen to a replay, you can go to YouTube. Hopefully they have ceased and desist from their censorship, but if that's in fact not the case, you can go directly to our website. Again, you're going to click Learn More. Then you're going to click conference calls, and then you can go to the date or the dates that you're interested in. So thanks very much for listening to the call. I appreciate your taking the time to do so. We will be back next week. Again, certainly if something of a dramatic nature were to happen between now and then, we'll try to schedule an emergency call and get out an emergency email. But failing that, we'll be back next week, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great week, everyone. Bye-bye.